So what exactly is the heart, and how is it related to the emotions, and where do the emotions actually come from? Do they come from the heart or do they come from the subtle body?
Yeah.
See, let's take one thing at a time. See, the word heart is a metaphorical reference. It doesn't refer to the biological heart. Now, if somebody says, you broke my heart. It's not talking about the heart has been broken physically. It refers to the seat of emotions where we feel shattered. So now we understand that the seat, the source of emotions, is the same as the source of consciousness. That is the soul. So in philosophical terms, what we call as heart is the same as the soul. In normal metaphorical usage, we may use the word heart, but the heart and the soul are the same. So now, the soul is the source of consciousness, the soul is the source of emotions. Everything comes from the soul. At the same time, in the conditioned stage, the soul is often controlled by emotions other than its original emotions. I'll give an example for this. Say, I come on a computer. And I have come here to the computer maybe to check my emails. Or I want to search one thing on a computer and I go on Google and search it. But then suddenly below some sponsored ad comes up. And that ad comes as a pop-up window. And if I am not discerning, I click on that. And I go somewhere else. And from there I go somewhere else. And I go somewhere else. So the computer was meant to help me search what I want to search. But that same computer can give me some other options and it can take me somewhere else. Now, if I have gone to some other site where I didn't intend to go, where did that all come from? Did it come from the computer or did it come from me? It's both. You know, the idea came from the computer, the suggestion came from the computer, but it was I who accepted the idea. If I had not been present, even if the pop-up window had come up, the pop-up window would not lead to the link. So I am definitely involved over there. So like that, so we are like the computer user. And the mind is like the computer. So we need the mind to do various things in life. Because the mind is the channel through which our consciousness comes to this body and to the physical world. So we may decide to do something. So for example, we may go to a place to eat something. We say somebody is dieting and they decide, I want to eat some simple salad. So they go there to eat the salad. But then they see some hamburger or whatever. Some very fatty, oily kind of food over there. Hey, why don't you take that? Now that proposition comes. And what happens? Oh, if you're not careful, you just take it and you start eating it. And while we're eating it, hey, why did I eat this? I plan not to eat this. So what made me do that? Actually, the suggestion came from without. But it was we who accepted the suggestion. If we are not discerning, then we accept the suggestion without understanding what we are doing. So to put this in philosophical terms now, see, the soul is always the source of consciousness, emotions, desires. But sometimes the soul acts unthinkingly. So sometimes say, that means the emotions that we experience presently, they can come from three sources. They can come from the body and the external world. They can come from the mind. And they can come from the soul proper. The soul proper, the emotions coming from the soul proper are pure spiritual emotions. They are emotions of devotion towards Krishna, service towards Krishna. We do experience them occasionally, even now. But they are not very regular because the soul is very caught with the mind and the body. So sometimes the emotions that we experience, they are stimulated by external objects. Say, I see some food item, I want it. And the emotion that comes up, it is the soul is choosing. But still, the source of that is, at one level, the external object. External world, whatever, it's the senses, the body and the outer world. Third possibility is that, sometimes, the emotion or the desire comes from our past recollection. Now, if some impression is there in the mind and suddenly the memory comes up. There is no external stimulus at that time. So, then the emotion may also come up and that may make us do certain things. So the important thing is that rather than worrying too much where the emotion is coming from, we focus on where the emotion is taking us. So whenever we get a particular feeling, you know, is this going to take me towards a healthy direction or is it going to take me towards an unhealthy direction? We think that way, then we can select our emotions properly. So the emotions are, the soul is not always the originator of the emotions, but the soul is always the chooser of the emotion. In the pure state, the soul is the originator and the chooser. The spiritual emotions come up. Right now, the originator of the emotions can be the external world or it can be the mind. But we are always the choosers. And as we become more and more spiritually awake, then we become more intelligent choosers. Otherwise, in the conditioned stage, we remain unintelligent choosers. So emotions may pop up, but if those emotions are not healthy, we will deselect. We'll focus on cultivating purer emotions. Does it answer your question?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.